Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Hipster Minutes.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listening Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Ray said getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Greetings and blessings to everybody. It's Street Queens, the movement, and you're live. We want to thank our sponsors, ohanashop.com. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. If you want to be icy or you want to lace up your girl or your grandmother, sister, aunt, whoever, check out ohanashop.com. They are the official place for us to go get our jewelry at. Definitely a sponsor of Street Queens, the movement, and Lush Radio Online. Also, shout out to Strictly Blunt One, one of the hottest urban clothing lines in the area. Check out www.strictlybluntone.com. Also today, our topic is, how did you make it? What was your struggle? What was your obstacle in order for you to become the boss that you are? Whether you're a woman or a man, what did you go through in order for you to get to where you are? Share your story with us today. Along with that, give a couple of tips of, you know, advice about, you know, getting through obstacles, what you should do and what you shouldn't do, what you shouldn't dwell on. We always want your feedback. You can call in at 347-826-7722. Log on to streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you would like to have any topics or anything you want us to discuss. Also on top of that, we're also going to have Miss Tina Fortune live on the line, giving us financial freedom, telling us and giving us advice. We call her our guru. So stay tuned. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to check if we have any of the ladies on the line on the check-in. Peace, Queen. Natalia, how you doing today?
Hey, mommy, I'm doing good. How's everyone doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Doing great, man. You know, just, you know, loving life and, you know, telling people, you know, you either go hard or go home. Hey, you know?
That's right. Go hard or go home.
You got any shout-outs on Natalia and everything before we get started? Still waiting for the other ladies to come through.
Oh, man, yes. I got my boy Jamal with J Global in Tallahassee. He working hard, grinding. Got a couple of models that were in that Drake video. We got the DJs Music Conference going on in Tallahassee. It has been rescheduled because Bob has, they're doing a video in L.A., but it's been rescheduled to the 17th, Wednesday the 17th at 5 p.m. at Club Moon in Tallahassee. And everybody go grab go to the nearest store and grab your new Ozone. So we got to support JB and her movement and what she's doing for Southern hip-hop and just hip-hop in general.
And when are we going to get that JB interview? When are we going to get that interview? When are we going to get that?
I'm going to get on that.
You know, we need that interview ASAP, girl.
I know. I'm getting on it. I sent out her Christmas card like 2 weeks ago, so I'm a little late on everything.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, appreciate all that you're doing. Natalia is a beautiful young lady. She go hard. She's a wonderful mother, wonderful businesswoman, and a wonderful sister. She goes hard in the paint, and I love her to death. That's why she is a queen, and I respect her as a street queen. You know what, though, Natalia, I actually am, you know, I just got off the phone with TJ trying to promote their thing, you know, the conference, and you know, just it's going to be a real big event. It's always a big, huge event.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, and stuff, you know. We're going to check on the line and see if we have another queen on the line. Call her from the 21215. You're live on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace. 215, peace. 215, peace. I guess you were just, okay, can you hear
me? Oh, you don't hear me?
Oh,
hello?
No. Here you go, there you go. Is that M?
Yeah, I was about to hang up. Like,
nah, what's up, Sam? Don't hang up.
I think I'm crank calling or something. I ain't got better else to do with my time. Crank calling, Lust Radio. Peace, queens.
What's up, mamita?
What's up?
Always peace, excited. Queen. It's my Thursday therapy. You already know.
This is the wonderful and beautiful and sexy Emma of E2K Magazine. We got two Latina mommies in the building. You know what I'm saying? Natalia and Miss Emma. Emma, do you got any shout-outs and everything you want to give out to the people?
Oh, my God. Why you always do that? It's trying to get me into problems. You already know how that happens. If I don't shout like 50 people, then everybody gets offended. Shout-out to those that know me and that I know. 2010, it's time to clean house. Those that ain't popping it off, get rid of them.
Real talk. That's not no game, for real. Definitely. You know, if you know, one thing that we tell everybody is that, you know, no matter what situation you're going through, you can still get through it. And we still have the quote that CG's Pastor said, which is, you know, every setback is a setup for a step up. So even if it's situation didn't work out at that moment in time, it might be another opportunity or a window for something else to better yourself. Who knows?
I believe that.
You got to jump out there on faith and just go with it, you know? We had the guy from Coast to Coast Mixtapes live on the show the other day, and he was saying, you know, sometimes you just have to go for it. And this guy is only 21 years old, and he's a boss, you know? 21 years old, and he running older people. He make me feel like, what was I doing with my life?
I at that age and shit. Over here getting up at 3 p.m, like.
Well, you know, like, you like, what? Shout out to Mr. Black in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Definitely join the Street Queens, the Movement. This topic today, we're talking about how did you make it? How did you make it through the obstacles and challenges, whether it's raising, you know, children by yourself, whether it's dealing with the work system or losing a job or anything, how did you make it to become the person that you are today? What are your challenges? The ladies are going to share with you. And, you know, if you have a story, you call in at 347-826-7722 and share with us. Natalia, you want to share with the people, you know, how you made it? Natalia's like, why do you have to call me, man?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow.
I'm glad she did it to you because she usually calls me first, so I was waiting.
I know, that's what I was expecting. Like, go ahead, Emma.
I was just waiting. I'm glad I fell on you, girl. Go ahead, girl. We listening.
Ay, qué tal. Well, I mean, I look at it like I'm still making it. You know, I'm a single mom of two amazing little girls. Right now I'm holding down 4 jobs. I'm going to school. I am busting my ass, and I do it alone. I don't have no man. I don't have nobody here helping me. It's, you know, my mother. Thank God for grandmothers, y'all.
For real. Shout out to all the grandmothers.
Yeah.
Yo, like, when I go out of town, like, when I go to the Ozone Awards, when I go to one of the conferences, you know, she'll hold me down and will watch my kids those couple of days, a few days I'm gone. But, I come back, and I, you know, it's always my love. But, you know, you have to learn. I had to fall down a few times, honestly, before I could even look at me at, you know, the age of 30 right now and be like, wow, like, I'm good. I'm really, I'm happy. you know, my life is a struggle, but it's my struggle. It's my lot of life. And I fell down quite a few times to appreciate what I got now. And you deal with people along your career and along your way that, you know, help you. And people that don't do anything but try to take from you or, you know, what you got. And in this industry, you got to, you know, you got to be careful because there's, you know, some trifling women and some trifling men out here. And I've been fortunate, like, to know some really good people in the industry and that looked out for me. I got my boys from UGK, my family out of ATL, everybody, like, when I was going through my breast cancer issue, you know, the support of people is help makes you what helps me where I'm at today.
That's real talk right there, and that's coming from the beautiful and wonderful Natalia. Right,
Colombian princess, follow her on Twitter.
follow her, man. Strong woman, you know, we all go through struggles and situations in life, man, but, you know, it takes a strong person, you know, to make it. And the thing about it is whatever doesn't break you makes you stronger. And Emma, go ahead and let us know what you went through and how did you make it?
Oh, my God. You want me to talk for, like, the next hour? Holy moly. I know the show ain't just about me because I sat telling my story for, like, an hour. So I'm going to give you the quick version. That's, like, 15 minutes. All right. The quick version. Wow. I mean, truthfully, I don't feel that I've made it. You know, okay. I sat down a couple of years ago and I set some goals and I'm not where where I set those goals at. I'm not where I started, but I'm not where I know, you know, where my potential, where I can be or where I'm supposed to be, you know? So, you know, it's still a struggle. I'm still, you know, just trying to be where I feel I should be. And every day I wake up is a struggle. Every day I pray for strength, and every day when I open my eyes, I'm grateful for what I do have. I'm grateful from, you know, not being, like I said, you know, at the lowest point in my life, but I'm definitely still struggling. And I think that I, you know, being even more honest, like, I don't ever want to be content or feel that I've made it. You know, I thrive on the grind and on the hustle. I think that's what keeps me alive. You know, that's what keeps me motivated, that I know I wake up every day and I have something to do, and I have responsibilities that I need to meet, and I have people that actually look forward to my downfall, and it drives me to work hard so they can see otherwise. So, you know, there's a lot of things that perk me up and, you know, and make my flood, you know, my blood, you know, boil and stuff. And just dealing with life itself, you know, just life itself. Am I bitter about not being where I should be? No, I'm not bitter. Everything is a lesson, you know, and God has this perfect timing. So in his timing, I'll be where I'm supposed to be, you know, in his perfect timing. I'll leave it at that. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue just to struggle, to stay on that grind, to be thankful that I get up every day and I'm able to do it, to be thankful that God provided children for me to raise and to make young ladies and young men. You know, I get up every day with some beautiful baby hugs, even though I got a clean poo. But then when he hugs me, it's like, okay, all the stinky poo situation, we don't fade away. You know, so it's a struggle. You know, I clean poo, I gotta get on the computer, I'm on a conference call, I gotta mute it because he's screaming, you know, and this and that, and just doing, you know, just trying to balance out children, and still with all this, trying to still balance out remaining a woman, you know, because when you become an independent woman and you balance out so many things and you're out there hustling and you're making the bacon and, you know, and you're doing all this, it's hard when you're trying to get into a relationship because you're so used to being man and woman that when you're with a man, you kind of sometimes overstep your boundary and don't remain a woman. you know, and I'm guilty of that. A lot of us independent women are guilty of that.
Oh, I am too, girl.
So, you know, so it's a struggle because you want to have your separate relationship on top of all that, and it's a struggle. I mean, because it's our defense. It's just our wall, you know, that we just so used to having and just so used to being disappointed so many times that when we do have a real man in our lives, sometimes we fail to see it, you know. So shout out to those, you know, those real men, those real fathers, you know, that stand by their children, and those real men that really stand by their woman and are not intimidated by a strong woman at all. And so that's, you know, that's basically for me in a nutshell without getting too much deep into a lot of things. You know, it's all in God's timing, you know, when he decides that I should be in a certain point. I'm grateful for everything I've been able to do all these years in this industry. Yes, I've met bad people, but I've met some tremendous, extraordinary people as well. So, you know, with every good, with every blessing, there's a curse, and every curse, there's a blessing. So just always, I always try to look at the blessing in things, you know, as opposed to the curse. And in 2010, I'm cleaning house. So, you know, all those that I have not responded your calls or texts, or I don't even answer your voicemail, get the picture.
You heard
it first.
That's
all I gotta say. Sexy E2K. Out! And follow me on Twitter, E2K_magazine. Holla at your girl. You know what I'm saying? Just don't take life. Life is not that serious. That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? I just take life the way it is. I get high on it. You know, that's my high, life and people, funny ass people. But you know, that's what it is. But we have Street Queens, the movement. I'm proud to be with my fellow queens, my sisters. You know, like I say, every Thursday is my therapy, and I just enjoy hitting all the topics with these ladies and just, you know, just us listening to each other's opinions and respecting each other's position, you know, that we all individually have. So
definitely.
I'm here.
That's what it is. You heard that from Emma of E2K Magazine. We got a caller live on the line. I'm wondering if this is our wonderful king. That always comes through and support us, TDI. Peace.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Peace. BX in the building. BX in the building.
What's
up, y'all? What's going on? What's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
You already know. He about chinchanda aquí. Everybody want to know my life story, so I just finished talking.
That's what it is. I love bochinchi. I want to get in, too. Fuck
you know what I'm saying?
What's up? Lush.
Lush, what's up?
Lush, it's your turn. Yeah. Don't even try to squeal out of it because CZI is here. He understands.
Oh.
And you're next. Let's go.
No.
What's going
talk about
on?
Your
what
life
are we
story.
Talking about? What's going on? What did I miss?
We're talking about each other's life story, how we made it, and, you know, everything that's going on with it. I finished mine, and Lush is next.
No, I'm not going next. TDI is the guest, and after him,
you're trying it.
I'm saying, you know.
No, we're talking about basically how did you make it, like through obstacles and situations in your life, how did you make it? How were you able to survive, you know what I'm saying, all that you, and to make it to where you are right now? Did you feel like you're in a place that you want to be, or you want to strive more, or the fact that you feel like, you know, there's always another challenge, you know what I'm saying, keeps you driving? Like, how did you make it, you know, through all the bad times?
Personally, me, I'm just going the other way, doing the opposite of what everybody else did. I always wanted to be different, whether it was stupid, whether it was good. I always wanted to be different. So that's what got me where I am today, striving for music. Am I happy where I am? Yes and no. Nobody's ever happy where they are. Everybody always wants more. So that's why I'm at wanting more. But as far as me being happy where I am, yeah. I'm not in the streets. I'm not doing anything. I'm just doing music, and I got people who want my music. So doing something for the people, that's always good. Feedback.
Caller from the 248, we're going to bring you on in a quick second. What are some of the steps that you feel like you want to take in order to get to where you want to be?
It's gonna take for me to be a whole different person. I gotta think out the box. I gotta do out the box. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm working on now, building up the courage to go out there and do shit I never did before and not being worried if I mess up or not. You know what I'm saying? People scared to take that next step. So.
Yeah, we spoke about that. Yeah, about that.
Just got to do it, though.
Stepping out on faith. Yeah, stepping out on faith, man. For real. We got a caller. Caller from the 248. You're live on Street Queens, the movement, with our wonderful host on here, Emma of E2K Magazine, the sexy Emma of E2K Magazine, before she killed me, and Natalia, the beautiful Natalia, and we have our king, CDI, representing Bronx, New York. P248.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mr. Black calling out of Yaktown. Yeah, what's up, dog?
Hey, nothing much. We're talking about how did you make it? How did you make it through, like, the good times, the bad? How did you make it to get to where you are? And are you content with it?
What I can tell you, how did I make it? I think an aspect, you really never have a locked position to where you made it. You mean, like the gentleman said, you're not always happy. You got to reinvent every day. You know, have a basic will, have a basic foundation for what you're trying to do, you know, as an artist, you know, any project. And you just got to keep reinventing the will with the basic concepts. That's what I do.
So you don't feel like you're content at the moment with the way you are. What are some of the steps that you feel like you're going to take to get to the next level for you to be content?
Well, what I'm doing right now, like I said, my name is Mr. Black. I have my own record label, North 8 Million Entertainment. I'm signed to a record label, Stan High Records. And what we doing right now, we out of Detroit, you know, but we really in the suburbs, you know, urban suburb, Pontiac, Michigan. And what's going on out here in Detroit is it's a lot of artists who feel like they don't get airplay, like, you know, the artists down south in Atlanta, Tampa, you know, Miami, whatever. But what we do, you know, we've already did our homework, went out of town, did shows, went to conventions, you know. And for the past, I'd say, about 3 or 4 months, like our hometown, you know, fans, artists, and family, you know, they're kind of catching on to it like, wow, you know, these guys really stepping up to the game, you know. It's all about the unity and the love every day, so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
okay,
really, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool, Beans. But we're more talking about, like, as within yourself, as an individual, like, you know, yourself, like, what kind of changes are you? Because, you know, sometimes people are scared to step outside to the unknown. People are scared of changing themselves. You know, change comes by the willing, and change may come by force. You might have a drastic situation that happens in order for you to change. So a lot of people are stuck in the norm of what, you know, I'm content with what I am, and they, you know, they become complacent, you know? And it's to the point, like, you know, what are we going to try to do in order to take ourselves to the next level? You know?
Oh, okay. I can elaborate on that a little bit more personally. You know, I'm a father, but I got a 7-year-old son. His name is Jordan, a little cutie pie. And,
Hi, Jordan.
And, he's a big inspiration to me. I'm also a U.S. veteran. You know, I was over in Iraq a few years back. And I've always, yes.
I'm ex-veteran, too.
That's what's up, man. Salute.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure, because what it is, reason why I'm calling in, I heard, you know, the young lady say, you know, every day you wake up, you know, you ask God for strength. And I tell you, as a recording artist, where I came from was not easy. You know, I was married 7 years. I'm divorced now. I've been to war. I lost my mom to breast cancer. You know, I grew up around drugs, alcohol, anything that's negative that try to keep you in a trap. You know, you got to always have this dream inside of you saying that you're going to step out and do it, you know, and that's the force behind me. So, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah, that's a strong force, definitely.
Definitely. Real talk. Yeah. So I throw this out to all of you guys. What do you think is the biggest fear for you guys when it comes to change, Natalia? Natalia, did you mute yourself?
No, yeah, I muted myself, sorry.
Woo!
The biggest change for me?
Like, what is, you know, when it comes to change as an individual, as yourself, what do you think is the hardest thing for you to do when it comes to change? Well, what is your fear?
Share it with all of y'all. Okay. All right. What's my fear? Yeah, that's personal. Just, I mean, I have a fear of losing people. You know, throughout. I mean, I know all of us, we all lose people. But I've never had a mom, like, really, or a father in my life. But, you know, I was in foster homes. I was homeless as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, the few people that have been close to me I've had to lose. And that's the one thing. It's hard for me to get close, and I fear that. And that affects a lot of relationships I have personally, because I can make a great friend, but the whole girlfriend and boyfriend thing is just, like, too deep. So... it's just, no, I'm just scared of losing people. I don't want to, you know, I've gone through enough pain that, you know, I just got me and my kids, and that's all I taught myself to depend on. I can't depend on anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to try to get over that a little bit and be more open, but it's hard to do that for me.
That's real tough. You know, we being honest is...
Damn, that was real honest.
Yeah, that was... But it's real though. It's real though.
Yep.
It's real though. This is what this is about, man. This is a healing session. This is what Street Queens the Movement is all about. You know, real talk and real issues, man. Emma, you know, what's your fear when it comes?
The
to
cuckoo. The cuckoo in the closet.
The monster.
The monster. Us Spanish people call the monster in the closet the cuckoo. You know, when they turn off the light, you was little, you scared to come off out of the covers.
Yeah.
The cuckoo. He scared me.
You know, the cuckoo's international. He's Spanish. He's black. He's everything, man. He scared everybody.
He's in the dark. He's in the dark. So everywhere it becomes dark, which is all around the world, the cuckoo's there.
Yeah. I know what that is. He come in all shapes and forms.
What I'm mostly scared of, I don't know if I would say, I don't know if necessarily is a fear.
Or it's just hard
because
to deal with.
I kind of already, I'm right now in my life, I'm walking in faith. You know, I'm living my greatest years and my greatest moments walking in faith right now, as far as even business and personal. So, I wouldn't say really I have a fear. I mean, I'm doing what I need to do. I would say more, not so much fear, but I think I would say more disappointment, you know, because you meet people, especially in this industry, and they build themselves up to be something that they're not. And it's hard for me because I'm such a realist, you know what I'm saying? I'm such a realist, and I like to deal with reality, and these people live in a bubble in fantasy land. You know, in the thought that they really think that they're popping champagne every day, but then, you know, you go to their house and, you know what I'm saying, and mouses and roaches are fighting each other, but you're popping bottles out there, you can't put that money together and live well. So it's just, like, that's the only thing with me. Like, I'm such a realist that sometimes that's the only thing that bothers me. And, you know, in making these relations and meeting people and then finding out they're not about nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it becomes disappointing. Like, damn, I'm wasting my time. He done wasting my time. You know, I don't like to waste time. My time is very valuable. I'm not getting any younger. I'm going to be 42 next month, even though I look sexy and I don't look it.
Yo, bro, I'm 42?
I'm going to be 42, boo.
Damn.
And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it because I said 42. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. That's why I get mad when Lush don't say sexy before Emma. You know, but, you know, that's a personal thing between me and her. But, you know what I'm saying? Drop it like a knot. But,
Wow. I would have thought you was much younger how you was talking.
I have a young and old soul. It all depends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the people that I'm around, you know, because I deal with a lot of the younger people, and I also, you know, can get on my age.
Wow.
Even though I don't look it. Ooh, I like to mention that.
That's so,
because I've taken care of myself, you know, I've I grew up, you know, across the street, open my window on the first floor, and across the street they're selling drugs and drug dealers telling me hold on to that. And, you know, I'm glad I didn't get caught up in that life, though, as far as, you know, exposed to, you know, actually tapping into it, using it and stuff like that. I'm not going to say that I didn't date and go out with a couple of drug dealers in my life while I was growing up. But, you know, I always knew between wrong and right. And I still, you know, a lot of my friends that grew up with me at that same time, you know, became walkers in the street and became, you know, dope fiends and crackers and left their kids behind and, you know, and all that madness. So I thank God every day for the position that I'm in now, like my life. You know, I'm great. I live in a beautiful home. I got gorgeous kids. My income is not where I want it to be, but I'm chilling. I could be home all day. I'm a boss. You know, I don't have to answer to nobody. I work when I want to. I get up when I want to. My bills, you know, get met. So I'm content and I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm not supposed to be here because I got greater things to do for other people. You know, it's not even about me, for other people. I love helping other people. I love contributing to anything that has to do with kids benefiting. And, you know, and I'm a talker. I could keep going. I even forgot what you're asking me. I'm just talking. I keep telling y'all, quiet me down. I don't even know why I'm telling you.
That's why I love her to death, man. I love her to death, but she go hard for you, man.
BS in the building, man.
Wow.
Follow me on Twitter, E2K_magazine. Holla. Oh, that's what they're always promoting, though. So.
Can you send it to me in the chat, the MySpace and your contact?
Yeah, the MySpace is E2K Magazine. Google me.
Google
I love
you.
To say that, too.
Let me Google you, Rick. I'm going to put you up. Mom.
Google me, and my email is e2kmagazine@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm about to Google you.
It's the number. It's
I love
number
to say Google me. I love it. Google me.
Wow.
All right, Lush. You ain't going to get away with it. Go.
Okay, all right. So it's E2K Magazine. No, we still got another caller that just called in, too. But
wow.
We still got those questions, though, that we got to get.
Wow, you really trying it, Lush? You think I don't? You think I'm not peeping what you're doing, but I'm going to let you rock.
Hey, yo, TDI, call us in the 845. I'm going to bring you in a second. So, TDI, when it comes to, like, you know, fears and stuff in regards to, like, change, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Emma was talking about in regards to just dealing with the disappointment. Like, what's you know, hard for you to, you know, deal with that you feel like you need to improve on?
Yo, change,
like
change yourself is fear, man. Nobody accepts change easily. That shit is a transition, man, so... Like, I'm scared to change it for the worse. You know what I'm saying? What I'm thinking, you know, I'm like, cause as you change, people don't see you the same no more. You're either doing, you're either worse to them or you better to them. So that's how you lose people on the way up. And then, you know, you don't have the same friends. You can look back 5, 10 years ago, you don't have the same friends you do now. You evolve, man. Some people stay behind. Some people get, you know, some people get with it. Or some people you meet at the top. So I'm just scared of what's at the end of the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to expect. That's what it is.
It's what you make it, TDI. And let
not
me tell
really.
You, if those people don't stay
you,
with you, then you didn't need them to begin with.
Yeah,
you didn't
exactly.
need them around you. Because I still got friends for 20-plus years still around me. You know, they have to just respect your growth as a friend and all that and want the best for you. Not everybody wants the best for us. They could be in your house eating in your table and doesn't mean that they want the best for you. You feel me? That's
very
why
true.
Clean house 2010. You got a clean house. 2010, we got a clean house.
I think I did that already.
Wow. Okay, I got your MySpace pulled up, too.
Okay.
He's trying to see my sexiness. He's trying to see my
sexiness. What's that caller? What's that caller? Get that caller. What up?
I'm supposed to be on the interview. I'm checking you out.
That's
41. I might snatch you.
I'm already snatched. I was alone a whole year and a half. Where were you then, huh? They already
I was right,
I'm off the
right,
market already.
I've been right there. You just didn't know. I was right there. Don't worry.
Let me bring this caller on real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and let Mr. Black answer his question. I'm calling from the 845. Teach you on Street Queens, the movement with Mr. Black, TDI, wonderful Emma, E2K Magazine, Sexy Emma, E2K Magazine, and Natalia, peace. 845.
They probably just want to listen.
Okay, 845, if you just want to listen. So, Mr. Black, answer the question. The question is, what is, you know, your fear? What, you know what I'm saying, in regards to, you know, to deal with that you feel like you need to improve on or something, that the fear?
Well,
you know,
personally, one of my fears, you know, I'm going to keep it real. Reality is real, you know. It's like I said, I'm a father, you know, and, you know, Nina's moms, you know, we're not the best of friends, but, you know, that's our child. We have to raise them as parents. And one of my fears has been, you know, not be able to provide for him, you know. And that's really, you know, any real man would want to be like that, you know. You look at a child and, you know, look at your future and look at his future and ask God, you know, what am I going to do, you know.
That's real talk right there.
Yeah.
That's real talk.
I saw the real father.
That was real. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's so cute. I mean, he looked just like me. I mean, he's like a mini-me. I'm thinking about duplicating him like 10 times over, you know.
Nah, he's one of a kind. You can't duplicate him.
Oh, yes, I can. It's easy. Just a glass of Hennessy, I could duplicate him.
He's so crazy.
You was off the hook, man. Caller from the 845, are you still there with us, or are you just listening, love? 845-313?
They probably just
listening.
Oh,
all right, don't shout out their whole number now, Lush. They're going to end up hanging up. Like, damn, what she say, my whole number? Like, I just want to hear.
Just listening, man. My man said that he can duplicate his kids. All he needs is a drink. And he can duplicate his kids, yeah?
I'm going to check out for 10 seconds. I'm going to be right back.
Okay.
My man said he might be going to duplicate some kids again. I don't know.
I think he went to go get the shot of Hennessy. Shout out to duplications.
Okay.
You know, DNAs and all that.
Okay, I'm back
on
line.
Oh, Joe Gold is in the chat room. Joe Gold said that there's a difference between fear and concern. Joe Gold, you want to call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us, you know, your feedback on that situation? Or do you want to write it in the chat room? Let us know. Call in. He said there's a difference between fear and concern. How do you guys feel about that?
That's true.
Fear and concern. I mean, it can go hand in hand because, I mean, you can always break stuff down to the core of the problem and call it concern for it. Or, I mean, it depends what how a person look at it. I mean, I look at it as just breaking it down a little bit further. You know what I mean?
What's your take on that, TDI?
Being concerned, yeah. I mean, you be concerned on how you change it, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't really pay attention on how they change it, and so people bring them down and tell them, yo, listen, you're doing this all messed up, man, you're doing that. People get all concerned, and then they don't want to change no more for the better. But I mean, like you said, homeboy said, it could go hand in hand, it just depends on what type of change it is.
Yeah, definitely. That's real talk, you know what I'm saying? And the person in the chat room said, Mr. Joe Go, he was like, instead of saying, you know, fear, then, you know, let's use faith. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the test of faith. Like, you know, are we scared of testing faith? Are we scared of relying on faith?
I can understand where you're coming from. He's just basically, yeah, using the word fear might bring fear. So you might want to say faith. It makes sense, you know.
Let's not think of it so negative. Let's not think of change so negative.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what's up. Shout out to the homie, man.
Yeah. Joe Gold.
You go, boy, with dropping that knowledge over here.
But you know what, though? Joe Gold said, let's not let fear take us over. He said, don't let fear take over, you know what I'm saying, and consume your mind. So that's what he said in the chat.
Going back to the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
The
devil is a liar. And another thing I want to share with y'all, I'm calling in this special because I'm going to promote this show on my website, and I'm going to get to know all you nice people online. And I just want to put y'all on game. You know, this is a touching radio moment because I have been experiencing these changes with, you know, growing as a recording artist and the people that, you know, grew up every day on the block, you know, they expect for you to stay in the same state of mind and situation. And when you do start to evolve and you start tapping into new friends and everything, the conversations and the whole perspective of who you are is definitely
it's different,
you know what I mean? It's just like last night I went to a local event where I helped do karaoke and promote with DJs, you know. 3 months ago, you know, I was begging them to play my music. Now they begging me. You know what
all
I mean?
Right.
And, you know, the same people who knew me, what up, man, what's going on? It's not that I don't have love for them or I've changed, like, as a human, but it's just like this project I'm doing and these people I'm working with, you know, they're on this level. And whatever you got going on, you need to be on it. That's all I tell anybody.
Right.
Whether it's a job or, you know, your family, whatever priority, you know what I mean? Because life's going to change you regardless of where you go, good or bad.
You like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to be careful, too, because they say misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are miserable just want you to join them. So it's up to you. Either you're going to join them because you're cool with them and you grew up with them and they live on your block, so you're going to stay miserable, or you're going to do what you need to do for yourself and your family.
Yeah.
And, you know, only you can answer that for yourself.
Yeah.
True indeed.
Caller from the 718. Caller from the 718, you're live on Street Queens the Movement with our wonderful queens on here. We have Emma of E2K Magazine, Natalia, and we have our kings on here, Mr. Black and CDI from NYC, live at the building. We're talking about change, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did you make it, you know what I'm saying, through, you know, life struggles and, you know, change? Like, you know, how is it, you know, for you to deal with change, you know, for the individual 718?
Well, I started being a little chubbish, and then I ended up being a super-sized Spanish fly.
Oh, queen. She just crept up in here like, started.
And then, you know, once I became super-sized Spanish fly, I became a street queen.
Hi, holla. All hail to the queen that just stepped in the room.
Boom, chugga, lugga, boom. Make some room. It's Super Size Spanish Fly. What up, y'all?
What up, dog?
What up, peace queen?
What up?
I'm just here. I wanted to call in real quick because you all know I'm busy.
Yeah.
We know.
Yes. I'm busy, but it's a beautiful thing. It's a good thing. And change. Change. You know, like I said, I started out a little chubbish, and I became super-sized Spanish fly, and I didn't let that stop or hinder me in any way, because I felt like what matters the most, how you see yourself, and, you know, I always stood out no matter where I went. So, you know, while there was a million zillion skinny chicks or video chicks, dime a dozen, here I come with my super-sized self, and I made it work for me, and I changed in the process because I used to hide, you know? I used to hide and not want to be seen, and I didn't even realize that I had a shape, and then someone told me, why don't you try this on and try this top, and I was like, wow, I'm kind of banging at this size. Let me work it. Bam, boom, pow. Let me work it. And with that, you know, you start building confidence. And with the confidence, then I said, nothing can stop me now. I'm going to go spit. Shoot, I got an album with Melly Mel. From there, you know, that was a good opportunity. So I took that opportunity and I ran with it. And I got myself on Extravaganza the Radio, EG Radio Online. I spent a few years there, popular show, top three on iTunes. And I said, why let that stop me, you know? I didn't leave on bad terms. We just parted ways. It was time to change. And now I'm being thrown in the mix. I always been an activist, a supporter of the truth and of the people. And so here I am helping to organize Hip Hop for Haiti NYC chapter.
Okay.
And you know, and that's I'm going to go further. It's like, oh, well, if I could do this, then I can help heal the world. I can help. Now I want to help. It's not all about me and what I can do for myself. So I've changed. And you know, when you change and you go to a higher frequency, can't nobody bring you down. And once you've seen the truth, once you've changed and you've seen the truth, there's no way you can go back to the bullshit. There's just no way. And you always got to keep changing and elevating and growing because, you know, you can't just stay stagnant. That's not thriving. That's not living life. So I think change is a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad that I'm changing every day. And I'm glad I'm on the phone with my sisters, my street queens who support my moves, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody knows.
And my kings who call in on the women's line, tell you how secure they are in their manhood.
Yeah.
I love my kings.
Yeah. Love you too.
I know you all love me. You're supposed to love me. I'm on your side.
Who wouldn't want to call a line full of women? Come on.
You know that's right.
Oh, man. Yeah, so silly.
And my queens, let me say this. Doesn't when you become a mother, that change becomes international. You feel everything differently. Like these events, you know, in Haiti, you feel things differently because you think as a mother now, as someone who's responsible for somebody else's life, for someone you brought into the world. You know, there's all kinds of changes in every aspect of your life. So, you know, I'm happy to have changed as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, as a person. You know, spiritually too, I changed. I cling more to my spiritual side now, and I'm glad that I do so. So that's
Link,
all I wanted
Link,
to say. That I love y'all
Link,
and King.
Huh? Hey, Link, real quick, can you tell us about the Haiti event and stuff real quick?
Okay, so I'm one of the organizers for the Hip Hop for Haiti NYC, and it will be at the National Black Theater in Harlem, 2031 Fifth Avenue, between 125th and 126th Street. And we have a stellar lineup. We have Queen Mother Blakely. She's going to do some libations. We have Hard-Hitting Harry coming to speak. We got Emilio Rojas. We got AG and 950 Plus. We got Supernova Slum. We got Bless Roxwell, Barbara La Guerrera. We got F. Nico from Florida, Colombian coming from Florida. We got Black Eyes. NY Oil, of course, is hosting. We got Ron Brown's people, Styles P, Naughty by Nature, Africa Bambaataa, Sugar Hill Gang, DJ Webstar, Sav Kill, Saigon, Sadat X, General Steel. Come on now, holler if you hear me.
I want to hear you. I'm waiting to holler. I'm waiting. I want to hear you.
That's me right there.
Poison Pen, Matt Hoffa, Kango, Bless Roxwell. We got them all coming through, and they add in their names every day. There are more names coming through.
The only thing is.
Performances, you know, we got the lineup. We got the lineup, and we're not taking more performances, but people are welcome to come and support. Artists are welcome to come and support because it's not about getting on and you know, getting your shine on. We all love that. And all these artists here are dedicating their time and everything. But also, you know, I've spoken to lots of artists who didn't make it, you know, to be on the lineup. And I hope they're not sour. I hope that they realize it's about Haiti. It's about supporting. It's about helping these people rise up from the ashes. From the ashes, from the filth, the death, the devastation. It's about helping them. So if the artists out there who didn't get on, you still want to support, somehow you should. You should come. You should come. You should blast it tomorrow morning. Between 6 and during the Nick Cannon show on 92.3 Now, they're going to announce our event, Hip Hop for Haiti NYC. Listen in the morning. Call into the Nick Cannon show. You know, talk about it because this is the first time that hip hop has come together this way nationally. Saturday, January 30th, it's going on in Houston. It's going on in Detroit. It's going on in 32 major cities and in Costa Rica.
Wow.
It don't get no,
wow.
I mean, come on. It could get bigger,
yeah.
But this is the biggest that hip-hop has seen.
Could you do me a favor, sweetie?
Yes.
Could you send your, like, contact information, MySpace, through the chat so I can get that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Anywhere you want to find me, on Facebook, MySpace, Ning, anywhere. I am Super Size Spanish Fly.
Super Size Spanish Fly?
Yep,
yes.
And my name is Lynx Garcia.
Okay, Lynx Garcia. Okay.
Email her at Gmail, SuperSizeSpanishFly@gmail.com. She'll answer you.
Super Size Spanish Fly, I got you, boo.
At Gmail.
So all my people, mi gente, I thank you. I thank you all for the time. I got to get back. You know, it's just another day away, 2 days. I got to get back on, but I had to take the time out because my sisters have been supporting me through my growth and my change, because when I came on, you all knew I was kind of neither here or there, and you all were like, that's okay, as long as you support, you know. And then, you know, the Most High is great, you know, just and speak up, people. Speak up about things, you know. If you don't speak up, you never know what direction your life may go. You just have to be and don't sit back and say, oh, poor people, oh, that's a shame. You know, do something. I'm a single mom. I ain't ashamed to say it. Right now I'm on a fixed income. I can't do nothing. So what did I do? I lend my voice. I lend my energy, my skills online. I'm doing what I can. Everyone can do something. And you know, miracles happen all the time. And I think I said this on January 29th. Hip-hop will show the world, okay? And
wow.
I'm going to get emotional here. Hip-hop is going to show the world that there is no disaster that cannot give birth to a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though there's the devastation we have never witnessed in our lifetimes, we are all coming together to help, because that's our forgotten people, our people. They were kidnapped from their land, and they were brought to that place, and they obtained freedom from the French, but they were left in distress. And now it's time for the world to stand up and help them rise, because they can't do it. They need to be forgiven their debt as well, my people. I forgot to mention, I was on a conference call with Republican Gregory Meeks, Majority Leader Dr. Bill Frist, Dr. Joya Mukherjee from Partners in Health, and David Messler from the Red Cross, and one's president, David Lane. And what we were discussing was crisis rebuilding and debt cancellation. And we're asking the world to forgive Haiti's debt. Now, Hugo Chavez already forgave Haiti's debt. I think it was $95 million. You see, the problem is they got forgiven in 2004. Let me just break down a little bit of that history. They got forgiven in 2004, and they incurred from 2004 to now $1.2 billion.
Wow.
There's no way that country is going to be able to repay that money to anyone. So, it's a point of where we're asking the World Bank, we're asking all the nations that Haiti owes money to forgive them their debt. And that's, you know, that's part of the movement as well. So, you know, go online, Google petition to forgive Haiti's debt, or go to one.org and add your signature, lend your voice, do something, people, move. Because, you know, we're all in here. We're all struggling out
here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
one thing I want to add to that, out here in Detroit, you know, we definitely support that movement. I didn't know nothing about it until I just called in. I'm definitely going to contact you online, hit your MySpace, snatch some of your pictures and promote, because Haiti, see, what I learned in the military when I was overseas, your weakest link is your is kind of like your strength. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And Haiti is our strength. We look at it as weak far as the tragedy, but they are our strength, because now we got to move. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We can't sit here, you know, we artists, rappers, we do this, but that situation got to make us uncomfortable. You know, it may not affect us directly head on coming out your house here in America, but when you look at it, it affected us indirectly hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's time. It's true. Any humane individual with a soul and compassion need to be doing something.
Now, you're right, my brother, and I have to speak on something about that. By accident, Kiss FM gave my phone number as the, for more information for this event, please call. They gave my number. So people were calling me like crazy, and one brother got on the phone, and he actually said, fuck hip-hop, fuck hip-hop for Haiti. And I said, whoa, what's that all about? And he said, I was in Katrina, and I'm still displaced. Ain't nobody doing nothing for me. Ain't nobody helping me. And, you know, I'm hearing that a lot. And I told the brother, I feel your frustration, brother, but I'll tell you one thing. Those people in Haiti, any one of them will gladly trade places with your displaced ass any day. Any day. And he said, you know what? You're right, sister, but check this out. You all going to get a laugh out of this. He said, you're right, sister, but I'm just mad because, you know, the U.S. bombed Haiti. I said, okay, there's a lot of theories out there. And he said, yeah, so I might come and support your event. Who you got on there? How much is it? I said, it's, you know, hold on. I said, it's $20. He said, $20? What y'all got, Beyonce and Jay-Z up in there? Hold on. It gets better. I said, no, we don't got Beyonce or Jay-Z up in there. He said, good, because we don't want their Mason asses anyway.
Wow.
And then, I wanted to laugh so bad, but, you know, I had to keep my serious 411, you know, voice. And I said, well, no, but we do have, you know, Saigon and Styles P. And he said, oh, man, $20? You mean for that fake hip-hop? I said, oh, no, you didn't, brother.
Wow.
He was going in. And then I said, well, I'm going to give you the address, and I hope you come through. He goes, yeah, I might come through. You got any real hip-hop up in there? And I said, yeah, I'm up in there, and I'm hip-hop. And he said, you don't sound hip-hop. How do you sound hip-hop?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How do you sound? And I said, oh, because I answered your questions? And he said, I guess so. Okay, bye. And I swear to God, I'm going to write a book called Only Me, because shit only happens to me. Solo a mí, coño, me llaman. The station gives out my number, coño, a mí.
Hey.
And you know what? When shit hits the fan and the aliens come down and swoop down and take over the world and all those other series going, guess who they're going to blame? Somehow, some way. And for more information on that, you can call. Maldición, coño. And I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to be like, shut up and just give me a sandwich, shit.
Whoa.
Be all of that.
Oh, man, we love you, girl, man.
Give me a sandwich and Idris Elba, and I'm good. Well, my sisters, I leave y'all with a smile. And you can be sure while I'm out there, I'm going to be shouting out my street queens all day.
All right.
That's what's up.
All right, my kings.
Peace.
Peace and love. Wepa, me voy. Peace. Lady Lushy Lush.
Hey, Nix, you got to send us the flyer, man, so we can go in, man.
Oh, but check this out. This is where you know we hip-hop. There ain't no flyer, but we got a little picture of a logo.
Wow. Miss Lush.
It says Hip-Hop NYC, and you can type in the information underneath it.
Okay, yo, just tell me whatever you got.
Yeah, that's real
it,
hip-hop. That's definitely real hip-hop.
Ya tú sabes. Okay, pura
hey,
vida. What's up?
Hey, Miss Les, I'm going to go ahead and check out, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a shout-out before I check out on behalf of Detroit. You know, I got a lot of good friends out here. It's definitely Hot 102.7. We are hip-hop Detroit represent. You know what I mean? Big shout-out to New York, you know, East Coast, Boston, all y'all out there. You know, Stan High Records, SEO, Miss Hermes. Look out for the American Prince album. We love Haiti, you know. I can't do this without Haiti. So I love y'all.
Peace. That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Lynx be going in, man. I love Lynx, man. That's my girl right there, for real. That's what we're going in. She be hard body with it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Natalia, well, I guess you know it's my turn since y'all been waiting for
really?
Me to say
yeah,
no.
I thought, yeah, I was wondering where you were going with Natalia's stuff. You haven't even spoken. Me and Natalia done spilled our guts out, and you still...
Yeah, it's Lush's turn. I don't know why Lush's holding on me no more.
You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, Natalia, we ain't going to speak. Natalia, stay quiet, because if she don't tell a story, we're not going to say nothing. She's going to carry the show by herself. Don't say nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just had to reflect on what Joe Glow said. He said, faith is in our path. Less doubt. You're always sure that we might not be on the right path. But why not have trust that we are actually on the right path? We are actually where we are supposed to be. So that's from Joe Gold. Joe Gold is definitely dropping some knowledge in there, you know, in the chat room. And if you want to check out my girl links, it's www.myspace.com/supersizedspanishfly. Always trying to supersize it. But, okay, let me go ahead and spill my beans because, you know what I'm saying, I don't want these ladies to beat me up because they're ganging on me right now.
yep.
Oh, but we got another caller, though. So,
oh,
listen,
the caller can wait. Go ahead and talk.
Okay,
she's lucky
caller,
I don't have my hands on that control, yo.
We got a caller for the 917. But, okay, in regards to change, and how I made it through a lot of situations that I went through. Y'all know, you know, my house blew up before. I've been homeless before. I done had guns put to my head. You know what I'm saying? Been through a divorce, been a single mother. But I had to step out on faith. When you're stripped away of everything that you are and stripped of majority of everything that you thought was real in your world, and you realize that you have nothing, and material things don't matter, and you know that no matter what, even though this was a day that you might think is the worst day of your life, how many other days have been the worst day of your life and you've gotten through it? You know, so I step out on faith every single day, not knowing, not even wondering or thinking what's going to happen tomorrow. I step out on faith because faith is the strongest thing that the human being has in order for them to be determined, to be encouraged, in order for them to make it every single day. So I had to step out on faith, and I want to refer to the Book of Eli, the movie that just came out, which I implore everybody to go check out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Denzel Washington played an amazing role in the movie, and, you know, take away the action and all that stuff, but look at the hidden message behind it. It's like, this is a guy that we thought that could see but was actually blind. You know, and went through all those obstacles in order to do something.
You told the ending to the people. Why you told the ending to the movie?
I'm sorry. Boop hit me in the head. But, you know, he's basically saying he's walking west, and he doesn't know why he's walking west, but he's walking on faith. So, you know,
y'all
don't
even
want to
see it no more, man.
You know what I'm saying? He just went on. No, it's worth. Nah, you gotta see it though. Never mind, she's lying. She don't even know what she's talking about. Just watch the movie.
What about that caller?
Yeah, I'm gonna
917.
I'm gonna bring 917 in a second.
Yeah, it's calling you.
So faith comes on. You know, faith comes by the willing and comes by force. So it's your choice how you want to do it. We're gonna bring in this caller right here, from the 917. Thank you for being patient, caller. You're live on Street Queens the Movement with MRE2K Magazine, Natalia, and TDI from NYC, R. King. Peace, 917.
Hey, good night,
York.
Good night, everybody.
Hey.
It's the girl Nina B. I'm good friends with TDI. I just want to call, show some support. He's doing his thing, and I'm proud of him.
Who's this? Is this stuff?
This is Nina B. I'm fam with y'all, man. We Twitter friends.
Oh, okay.
What's up,
Nina?
Nina Bizzle, what up, Nina?
What's
going on?
Nah, it's good to see you doing your thing. I hear they talking a lot about, you know, experiences that everybody's going through. And I just wanted to, you know, touch base and just have my little thoughts in there. I just feel like everybody's
sure.
Just positive, you know?
Go into your thought, Nina. We want to hear about your experiences.
Like, for me, you know, the whole struggle being a female MC in this game and trying to do it independently, that's basically what I deal with. And I come from a hard background as well, like everybody else. But just keeping it positive, and that's what I try to push for, and I try to encourage everybody to do the same.
Wow, she just came in direct and said what she had to say. She is on her game. She's on point.
The future. I want everybody to know that. I got mad faith in TDX.
Aww,
girl,
cute. Well, you know we love the king up in here. This is one of his homes.
Yeah,
this is home. He always got love. TDI is good. You know, he good money right here. This dude that always do my intro, always throwing love. Cause this our dude right here. So Nina, what's the hardest thing that you feel like, you know, when it comes to change, just as yourself personally? That is, you know, in regards to faith, just, you know, in yourself changing, what's hard for you to deal
I think,
with?
You know, I'm weak like everybody else, so I'll be tempted. I find myself getting tempted and just distracted. I think the distractions is the biggest part of it. But, you know, just staying focused. You got to remember what you're here for. And if you don't know, you got to figure it out.
Mm. I like her. Oh, my gosh. She's just, like, real snappy there. Let's start a real hard one. She's just batting
100
with all of these. Throw a hard one.
I'm just trying to keep it real, baby, you know?
Let's be clear.
Yo, let's be clear. That's the best female rapper in Brooklyn, B, and I said it.
Brooklyn is
BX. That's my word.
Yo, TDI, yo, that's my, like, that nigga's on my first mixtape. These people's for real. And I appreciate y'all. Like having a, you know, a platform for us artists on the rise, because we need more of that.
This is our female empowerment group right here, and we usually talk about different issues facing women in the industry or just in the community, and we try to give back, you know what I'm saying, to the community. The regular shows during the week is, you know what I'm saying, we deal with artists and stuff like that. But, you know, we always want to have people's different opinions about the different issues, you know what I'm saying, because people don't get to hear what artists feel about different things, too.
Or how they think, or that they're even intelligent, you know, so.
Yeah. True. It's a big misconception that we don't have any, like, intellect. And as far as that goes, I mean, you should be able to know, like, for us to be able to put words together the way we do. We brilliant, but at the same time,
man,
we don't show as much, and we don't give back to the community as much. I think that has a lot to do with it. Like, what you're saying and what you're doing, they don't come together. Then
yeah,
nobody's
but,
gonna...
but with the ghostwriting now, too, you never know who's writing this stuff and who's not. So, you see, that's a little tricky thing there.
Well, it's like, that's biased, though. I mean, it also takes skill to project it, too.
That's true.
I could write stuff for anybody if they got to deliver.
That's true. I'm just saying, even in them being able to deliver it well, they're not the ones initially who created that. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
So this goes back again to just showing other sides of artists, whether you can be able to put those words together or not, or you can articulate it or not, you still are a human being at the end of the day. So you have issues, you have stories, you have opinions. To topics, and that's really where we kind of explore on this show anyway, on the Street Queens, the Movement show.
That's what's up. For real, talk. Let's talk about the issues.
Yeah.
Like, this is life.
Yeah, this is real talk right here, man. I got to thank TDI, because TDI be going hard on the Twitter and stuff. That's not as a king. I'm going to have to call Nina on the flip side. We got to get her
and
an interview on the show.
Oh my God! You got what's the best night?
Wait, Lush, hold up! I like her so much. I think we need to give a little. Let's just give a little preview, a little 10 minutes. We can do it off the dome because we professional. So let's get Nina into the interview like right now. She's on a hot seat. Lush, you start. Go ahead.
All right, so, you know what I'm saying, before we get into it, like we start off, we want to go ahead and let Nina B go ahead and get her shout-outs in real quick before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Definitely shout-out to you guys for having the platform. Also, my record label, Rapping Out Records, you know, I'm independent. We've been doing it for a long time this way. I just want to show some love to them and everybody that supports me, so big up to y'all.
That's what's up. Okay, now, quick question. You know, what inspired you to get into the music game? You know, what made you say, like, this is what I want to do, and if I want to do it, I'm going to go hard or go home?
Yeah, I think originally I had, like, selfish reasons. I had something to prove, and I really wanted everybody to understand that I was next, and it was a hunger inside of me. And more so right now, I feel like I've been doing this so long, and I've come so far that it's about basically just branding myself, showing people that you can do it by yourself and only doing it that by experience. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell people how to do it unless I do it myself. So I want them to see that you can do it alone. You can do it independently. And if they bring the right paperwork or station to the table, then you don't have to deal with that because there's always an option. Plan B is you. I need to be. So it's always going to be Plan B. I'm going to handle mine.
Woo! That's real. I like this girl right here.
I know.
Am I next? Can I go in on the cipher?
Go in. I'm gonna go in.
Where do you see yourself in five years from today's date? Where do you see yourself, Nina B? Where is she gonna be in 5 years?
Like, as far as, like, 5 years from now, that's definitely hard to determine. But I honestly feel like I'll be where I need to be in 5 years, regardless of where I want to be. I know I'll be where I need to be because I put that work in. Besides that, like, I want to see my label doing well. I want to see Rapping on Records stand on its own legs even stronger. And I want to be able to put out an atmosphere where I can inspire other women, and not even women, just other artists as well, to do the thing. Maybe I'll be the person they come to. You know what I'm saying? So I want to be bigger. I want to be better. I want to take my experiences and share them with everybody. So 5 years from now, hopefully that stack will be real large in the bank because I'm working at it, and I came a long way. But I want to see growth. I want to see growth in my community. So I want to see everybody else doing better. I hope my success will breed more success.
All right. So on top of that, let me hear a little of your talent now, so I know in my mind where you are going to be in 5 years.
Exclusive.
Check it out. Yo.
Go ahead, man.
You want to help me out here? You want
to be quiet. Go ahead.
No, it's all me, man. Yo, I was a crab in the barrel. Now my swagger in the apparel, sharper than the tip on a dagger or an arrow, shining like a pharaoh. Eyes on the sparrow. I'm from gunshots, chalk outlines on the gravel. The block, baby. Tools the block gave me, applied them to the game. Now I'm after the block mainly, and rap did not change me. I was a born star. These other female rappers would rather be porn stars. Somebody tell these ducks to get back to the barnyards. Quick to flip the script to get them Playboy bunny ears. But asking about a battle, they Paul Walker running scared. All right. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I like Colombian Princess. Go in on her.
I'm telling you like this. We got a mixtape dropping. We got a domestic.
Yeah?
Colombian Princess, go in on her.
Princess?
No, she, I think she lost signal and stuff, but she'll be back in a second.
Yeah, man, I can't. What's going on? We got to get Princess back on the line.
All right, well, so she comes back in Lush. Go ahead.
So Nina, man, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I wasn't trying to cut her off. I was just, you know, bringing it, you know, giving her the intro, like, new Nina B.
Exclusive on
Street Queens and Movement. You know what I'm saying? Because Emma came out, we like, she tried to kill me. And she's like,
no, you know how we are here. We don't want nobody to feel no other way but, you know,
love and all that.
It wasn't
you're crazy.
No bad intentions.
You know, but Nina, you know, what are some of the new projects and things that you got going on right now at the moment?
So I'm just about to say I'm working on my mixtape, and I need as much exposure as I can, so I need y'all to ride out with me for this one. This is my 8th mixtape. I've been doing this for a long time. Most of my music came out in the streets. Like, I literally stood outside in the streets and sold them. Like, and there was no internet when I started doing this. So we really been getting it in, and it's about time that I came to the forefront and I started to represent for both the streets, the women, just the whole movement. So I'm putting out the mixtape. It's coming out in March. Yeah, the album will be following that up real soon. Between time, you know, I'm the remix girl, so I got remix videos all over the web. All these websites have been so kind, promoting it. All my friends have been posting it up on their pages and things like that. And they're out there. All you got to do is check out my website, rememberme.com. Google me, NeneMe, and you can check out some of my music. Everything is dope. Everything is fresh. And I've been growing as an artist, so I feel like even people who knew me 5 years ago, they need to hear me now. They need to hear me right now.
That's what
We got Natalia and we got Ebenisha Queens in the building, so we got a chance to answer the excellent questions. What's up, Natalia? You back in the building?
Yeah, I got disconnected. Sorry.
was you on when Nina B came on?
Yes, I've been on for a minute. It just
okay.
I was trying to think of my questions.
Okay, yeah, because we are. It's your turn now.
Yeah, but I don't know if you asked it now. When is your next, when are you going to be, where can we find your music? What's the website again? Your music?
Yes, I didn't get a chance to mention my other website. Besides rememberme.com, there's also rapandorecords.com. And, you know, independent women, you know, we've been doing it for a long time, so it needs y'all to come on and check it. Basically, you can see, like, my whole catalog there. All seven of my mixtapes are posted up. And if you want, and you do have time, check out other websites like thatpiff.com and illroots.com. And, well, I don't know, type my name in your favorite website, and you'd be surprised how much content I actually have been putting out over the years.
Oh, wow, okay.
You got anything else besides that? Natalia, because that was a question that was kind of already asked. Maybe you want to ask her something else.
We got Ebony on the line. I just got to let y'all know Ebony's on the line. Peace, Ebony.
Peace, Queen.
What's up, Ebony? Peace, Queen.
She's in the building.
We got Nina B in the building. Nina B in the building. You want to go ahead and ask her a question? She's a hot female artist repping the BK Brooklyn in the building.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, how you doing? I wanted to know, as far as like while you're doing the rapping with the, you know, as far as representing the female, that's a good look. What do you want to do in the next 10 years?
Wow. Oh, I go for five.
Futuristically.
You know, I started this program with Amber Ravenel. It's called Women on the Move. So every March, which is Women's History Month, we go into the schools and we try to inspire the women. We also, these boys there too, we try to inspire them too. So I want to do more outreach in the community. I'm dead serious about that. Like, I put on a lot of free shows. I was working with Life Camp with Erica Ford, and I was performing in the high schools just trying to do some Stop the Violence stuff. Besides that, I did, like, prison tour with Black Hands. So more stuff like that, like real stuff, like touching the people, seeing them physically, being around them. That's how I get all my energy anyway, you know what I mean? So I want to do more stuff like that, and I want to basically surround my business and everything I do about around the community. So I want to see myself in 10 years to be in that position where I could just, you know, I could kick back and actually do more of that. Let's
put work. You have music on directly to Stop the Violence? You have stuff, specifically for that?
I have violence music. When there's something happening in the world, I write a song about it. Like, I care. The only thing, when Hurricane Katrina happened, I wrote a song about it. My homeboy K-Slay, he played that. Like, certain things, like they affect me because I'm in tune with it, you know?
Okay. Now, do you have anything current now? I'm asking you for specific reasons. So do you have anything, like, now?
Yeah.
For anything
like,
gun violence or just violence in itself?
Yeah, you can check out my music, all different genres. We touch on every issue. I mean, you can check it out. It's at rememberme.com, and I'm sure, like, on every level you can relate, or at some level, if I'd rather say that.
Okay. Do me a favor, email me, e2kmagazine@gmail.com. I may have something for you, so make sure you email me when you get off the line.
All right, I already hit you up on Twitter. I'm like, yo, thanks, guys. You're going to get that right now, and I'm going to e2k@gmail.com.
e2kmagazine@gmail.com.
Thanks, ladies.
Make sure you email me because my second annual DJ Car Blaze Cold Drive is coming up, and it's all pertaining to gun violence and all that. So get at me. All
right. I have something for you. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. That's peace.
especially for us, so we can run it on the show and stuff, you know, on the Street Queen show, because we always do the gun violence and, you know what I'm saying, and different shows about different things.
I need to be locked in. I didn't even know when you guys were on it like that. You guys do the women's show every week, and you're doing the gun violence thing, and that's real. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, we always doing something for the community. Always.
We always doing something for the community. You know?
I'm in your corner. When I email you, lock up all my information so we can be in touch.
I got you.
Yeah, so we always do different stuff like that. We always, you know, go in the community. Emma does a situation with the food for the homeless situation. So we always do that, and we do other things like, you know, helping children with, like, their prom and stuff like that. So we definitely, you know, appreciate Co-Drive, DJ Carl Blaze Co-Drive.
Coming up March 6th, as a matter of fact. We got a date on that already. It's March 6th.
That's what's up, man. We got to get that cracking. We got a caller from the 845. Caller from the 845, you're live in the building on Street Queens The Movement. We just had Nina B in the building. What's up, 845?
What's up? How you all doing?
Fine. Who is this wonderful, wonderful lady? 845?
It's Nani.
Hey, this is one of my homegirls out of Orlando. What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Nani. Peace, queen.
Thank you for showing in before, Ma. What's up?
I don't know. My friends say you a friend, and we all friends, and you up in here. That's what I heard.
Friends with people. That's how. Well, yeah, I was just listening to a convo.
That's what's up, man. So now, you man, to tell us, you know, we were talking about change earlier, and we had a quick spotlight on a young lady, a powerful young lady artist, Nina B, brought to us by TDI, our king, in the building. You know what I'm saying? you know, and we're talking about change, and we're going to have Tina Fortune on for a couple of seconds to talk about financial freedom. You know, you guys can ask her a couple of questions and stuff.
Our guru.
Yeah, that's our guru right there. Which she's online. We're going to bring her on in a quick second. But, Nani, we want to know what it's like, you know, your fear in regards to, like, you know, change, you know, just changing and within yourself and stuff, like certain things, you know, you feel like you need to deal with a little bit more or, like, work on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Wow, man. Change, when it comes to change, why'd you say it, baby? You need dedication and discipline and dedication. So no matter whether it's saving money, whether it's losing weight, whether it's bettering yourself, you got to take it one day at a time. One day at a time, you slip, you back up on it. It's change is evident. Change is good. Sometimes it's just harder than other times, you know? Different people's got different lives. It's a different situation. It's just dedication, perseverance, no matter what. Saving money, losing weight, you know, climbing up the ladder when it comes to getting better jobs. It's change is good. God bless change.
That's real fun.
Discipline, that's definitely a key word there that she mentioned that we didn't touch on too much.
Yeah, that. Well, you know what? We're going to bring in our guru to talk more about that. Peace.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Hey, ladies.
Oh, hello,
hey,
wonderful Miss Fortune.
Woo, that's our guru.
It's so funny. I'm looking at my
guru in the building.
It's funny. I have my tea back up when I see West Radio.
I'm so happy. I'm about to be inspired. Go ahead, girl. You got the stage. Go.
You know what? And the young lady was the one talking about change. You know what? Change is the one thing that is constant in our lives. And it's definitely necessary. In addition to having discipline, like she said, saving money. You know, I come on here talking about freedom. And I'm telling you, we have to develop a mindset where we are not only taking care of ourselves, but definitely still looking towards the future. Because last week, you know, I talked to you, I come on the show, I always talk about having an emergency fund in place. And little did I know that tomorrow I will be using that emergency fund because I found out my father passed away Saturday and I found out Sunday. Well, I have to go to Ohio where it's 800 miles away. I had to get a plane ticket. You know, my family on that side didn't have money to pay for the memorial arrangements. We have to develop a mindset, number one, we got to get some life insurance. There is no reason for people nowadays to be buried and not have some type of insurance. Get out there, get some tests done on your body, find out what type of insurance you can get. Look at term life insurance policies. You can get almost $1 million in term for like $30 a month. And term life insurance policies expire. They terminate. So you can get them for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, and 40 years. And by that time, you should have some assets available to leave, not just to your children. Think of your nieces and nephews. Think about having $1,000 or $2,000. I mean, if you got $5,000 right now, it would help. We have to develop that type of mindset. And when thinking about in terms of discipline, you know, I'm going home. My tickets were like $200. I got to get a hotel. I got to get a, you know, rental car to go in town. If you save just $25 a month, I mean, just $25 a month, which if you go to the club, that's, what, two or three drinks for one round. Or if you go out to eat, you and your kids, it's 25, one shirt, $25 a month. At the end of the year, you're looking at almost three. You have $300 just from saving $25 a month. We have to develop a mindset where we're looking at, oh, it's not enough, but looking at definitely putting something in place where we are saving something, looking forward to something to have extra and getting that mindset. So develop that discipline. One quick, easy way to develop discipline, you know, skip lunch once a week, buying it out. You know, start it once a week during the month of January, go to twice a week in February, start packing, and save that money, and then put it in a jar. And at the end of the year, you'll find that you got a couple $100. So that's where I'm at today. Y'all know that I'm so serious about people saving. I am the single mom. I do have an emergency fund, and I thank God that I have that mindset. But, again, it's developing it daily. Look at ways that you can save. And number one cha-ching for now is if you're spending cash, don't spend change. Put that change in a jar and let it build up.
That's real talk. I ain't going to lie. I had a bucket of change, and I had like $300-something in it. I threw it in my savings account.
See, there you go. And if you was in Florida last, you could come to Disney with me and my kids. We saved $539 last year, and our Disney tickets are $99 for 4 days, and we're going to pack up some lunches.
Okay. Wow.
Let's do it, ladies.
Wow. Hey, Tina, real talk, you know, a lot of people want to get into, like, vacationing and stuff like that. But they feel like, you know, they can't, you know, do it because of a certain budget or whatever. What are, like, you know, what are certain things that, you know, we can look for, like, you know, deals and stuff like that?
Oh, that's an excellent question. First, though, with vacation, it's necessary. They have to do it because we spend so much time working and we spend so much time saving that if you don't take time to smell the roses in life, you just going to get to a point where you splurge and spend too much. And that's what happens. So vacation, you know, if someone hasn't been on a vacation, especially with kids, start in your city. Drive, you know, to the other side of town. Like where I live, you can drive down to the beach, splurge on an $80 room, you know, get y'all some free breakfast. They have some little things left out for the lunch. And do it there. Establish a budget. So establish a vacation on $100. That might be one tank to another city outside your city or outside your state. Establish what do you want to do? What do you like to do? Because vacationing to me might be, you know, taking my kids to the zoo outside of town and staying in a hotel. So figure out what's most important. Set a budget and get online and start searching for things within your budget. You can actually go through Southwest Airlines sometimes and find $25 tickets to fly. But like I said, you can rent a car for a two-hour drive, go someplace, stay in a hotel, enjoy it, and pretend that you're somewhere else where you want to be and start there. Because, again, it's developing the mindset. To me, going to a hotel, being able to go out to eat and spend what I want while I'm at that hotel or out of town or ordering in room service or whatever is a vacation. So, again, set up the spending plan, establish that budget first or the conscious spending plan first, and then go do it. So many people waiting for things to do. Go do it. Do what's fun for you.
That's what it is. And ladies, y'all got any questions for Ms. Tina Fortune?
Now with tax season coming, I know that you had told us once before a certain amount to spend and a certain amount to pay bills. Can you elaborate on that again?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. When we're spending with our earned income credit, I mean, we get $6,000 and $7,000 checks. We're like, whoo, this is money. And, you know, the thing about it, it's necessary money. And the government puts it into to the hands of those that they believe are going to go out, splurge, and spend. And the problem comes where we're just spending way too much. It is really there. It can help boost your income. And it can also help you get caught up on your bills. So just real quick, the maximum credit I know for 2009 with three or more children is like $5,657 or $5,657. And even those that don't have children can get up to $457 if they worked, I believe, just like one day. You can get something. So with the percentages that I suggested out there were you want to take at least $1,000 and put it away in emergency fund. And if you already have an emergency fund, still take $1,000 up. Just put it up. After 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you got $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. You just want to have it put up for when an emergency occurs, or you can use that as a down payment for your house. I had someone call me 2 days ago and say, hey, I really want to get a car. What should I get? And I told him it should be no more than 10% of your yearly salary. So that was nothing. But if you're caught up on the bills, I say take 15 to 20% and spend it. You have the itch. You have to get it out. You have to spend it. And that can be used for vacation. I suggest taking about 10% and giving it. Give it to your local church. Give it to your shelter. Give it to people that you know have a need and sow that seed. And about 70% of that check needs to go either to past debt and or bills. Now, the thing about with debt, catch up the bills first. Then you want to get to the debt. And if you're looking at $1,000 in the emergency fund, you got about $4,600. And I'm not counting your tax money, too. It's about $5,000 still left. And again, once you're spending $1,000 of that, once you're giving a portion of that, that 70%, that $3,500 to catch up with that debt or that bill is going to feel like that load coming off your back. And if you kind of can establish that, it really can help out. Now, do you have to pay all the debt off of one? Start at the lowest debt and then pay the minimums on the others and catch up. If you're behind on the bills, call and negotiate. Don't pay full price, off from about 30%. If you don't have any debt, I talked to someone that didn't have any debt, save 50%, again, spend about 20%, give about 10%, and then, you know, put some money aside for future bills. You can set it up on an online account like ING and get about a 4% return. If you need the money, you should, with single moms, you don't want to wrap it up in CDs. And get life insurance, term life insurance.
Thank you, mm-hmm. Tina.
My pleasure. Mm.
Tina be going in, man. I love it. This lady, man, she goes,
I have to have a plan. I'm telling you, when you get to the point where my grandma called me to ask me for money for a funeral, I said, you know what, it has to get better. It has to. And again, check the credit reports. CreditKarmaWithAK.com is absolutely free. You get all three of your scores.
That's what's up. Ebony, you got a question for Tina?
I'm sorry, you said Karma with a K?
Mm-hmm, CreditKarma.com. Go on there and check all three of your credit scores for free. You can do it every day if you want, once a month. And, Lush, when I come back next week, I'm going to talk about the importance of having a credit freeze.
Okay, cool. No problem, man.
Now, is it true that you can only check your credit every 6 months, that you shouldn't check it more than that, or...
Oh, that's a good question. No, when you check your credit, it's considered a soft pull. There's no ding on your credit. But if you go and get an inquiry, yeah, you only want to get maybe 2 inquiries a year. I mean, you have to be so selective to the point where you're almost guaranteed a card. You have to be so, and I got a ton of information on that. I mean, a good place, I'll tell you, one of the best credit cards when I was coming out of my bankruptcy was the Target. Target gives their credit cards to almost anybody. I mean,
Target?
Yes. Now, they won't give you a Target Visa, but they will give you a Target. It'll be like a $500 limit. But Target, I was coming out of a bankruptcy, and I have a little sheet. I have to get to you guys, a little sheet of all the cards that, you know, the companies that, for people that come out of bankruptcy, they'll help you come out besides secure cards, and Target was one of them.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's good to
And
know.
That's being smart because, again, when she's asking with credit, one of the things we have to realize, okay, we're doing cash, we're getting rid of debt, but you have to at some point become credit savvy because becoming credit savvy is what's going to get your credit scores higher so you can purchase not just your first property, but, you know, you want to get to your second and third properties. You want to, when you have your business, you don't want to have to always, initially for the first 2 years, you got to use your own credit. You don't want to be using your cash flow. You have to be able to get savvy about your credit and get our credit scores up, too.
Mm.
So, yeah, you can check it. CreditKarma.com is not going to be, give you a ding on your credit.
CreditKarma.com, you said with a K, right?
Credit with a C, starting off, and then Karma with a K. CreditKarma.com.
Okay.
My question is, Tina.
Okay.
Is once you go ahead and do your credit report and you check it, just for the listeners, let them know exactly how you go about disputing things that you're not aware of anymore or should have fell off.
You can do it right there online. Now, I don't remember, I believe you can do it at Credit Karma. If not, take the time to get to the credit reporting agencies on the Equifax. If you apply for a job and you're denied because of your credit, if you're just denied, and you don't know if it's for sure because of your credit, get a copy from the Equifax or Experian or TransUnion. And you know what? My suggestion is just dispute it all. I remember when I was disputing things years ago, I'd open and a couple weeks later, 6 and 7 things would drop off because sometimes you are so much of a liability to a company, they don't even want to fight because they feel like they're not going to get their money from you. And you just want to get the dispute off your credit report. Now, of course, if you know it's false, you know you owe it. Of course, because they don't dispute it. So use your discretion. And again, you definitely want to go online and say, you know, if it's 7 years old, you know, stay on top of it and dispute it because you want the old debts to drop off. You want them to drop off. The less inquiries, you want them to drop off. Give yourself time. And one thing, be careful about the inquiries because what happens is you kind of get an itch, like when a cosmetologist cuts hair, you know, you want to cut a little bit more. Well, you apply for one at Walmart, you want to go over and apply for another one. You want to have 1 or 2 inquiries a year. And if you're shopping around for like a mortgage or like a checking account, I believe you get a 14-day grace. So within 14 days, you can have as many as you need or applying for a car. So don't worry, but do it all at once. Shop around. Even when you go to a car dealership, be careful about handing them your license because sometimes they'll run your credit report. Tell them, do not run my credit report. So good question. Make sure if there's anything on there that you know, if it's from your ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, your mom. You know, I know people's parents are putting their cable bills and telephones in their kids' names. Dispute it.
Thank you for that information.
And you know what? If you want to get really savvy with your credit, you're about 5 years when I filed my bankruptcy. I actually hired an attorney's office. I paid them maybe $30 a month, and it seemed like when they disputed it for me, everything seemed like it dropped. I had so many things drop off my credit report. It was ridiculous. But, again, I went the extra mile because I was really serious. I knew that I wanted to purchase a home, and I knew I wanted it in 4 years, and I knew that I had to make, you know, take some really drastic measures. Now, it was nothing illegal that they did, but they just were a lot more aggressive. Like, they stay on top of it. Every 30 days they send a letter, every 30 days. And like I said, these are people just sitting there at the computer, and you just catching a person on a good day or a bad day, and I mean, it's all it takes.
I'm trying to figure out how you were paying them $30 a month. That's like, where's them lawyers at?
Yeah, it was, you know, I have to look it up. It was through a, let me see what this company is called. I got the whole bunch of books, but it's through a bankruptcy seminar I took. Like I said, I was, just like what we're doing here, if you start really developing the mindset where you want to save and you want to have some, you know, extra money, and again, savings is relative. Just because I save $1,000, you know, just because my goal is to save $6,000 this year and your goal might be to save $500 this year, it's still a goal and it's relative, but you develop the mindset of saving. You develop the mindset, and that's what's most important. There's a guy online. It actually, you can go to increaseyourcreditscores.com, and you can get a ton of the information that I gave to you. And you can follow a newsletter. If you have not bankrupted, if your credit is, you know, below, I'd say 620, there is a newsletter out there, and it's lifeafterbankruptcy.com. I actually know the guy personally. He's great, Steven Snyder. So lots of information. So, again, with all of this that I gave you, though, there's a central thing. You want to make sure that you focus on one thing. If it's getting your credit, getting the disputes, focus on that one thing, getting a budget, getting the savings, and just do one thing. Take action on one thing tonight, and you'll be on your way.
Man, you are a beast. That's why you're a guru.
He's a guru.
Oh,
guru.
Hey.
I am a guru.
I want to be like Tina Fojo when I grow up.
Okay, I'm here for progress. Lush, I'm gonna sign off here, so I gotta get the rest of my stuff ready for my show and my clothes packed for the
show. Yes, she has a show after this. Lush, give the information about her show.
Go ahead and put that information out, Tina, so we can check in.
Oh, okay. It's sparkwisdom.org, and I'll sign you on. Actually, tonight I got some ladies called the this lady created this webisode of the Real Single Moms in New York City. She got up on YouTube. She's doing some real positive things. So they'll be on my show tonight talking about their webisode that they have on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So is there, can you call in, too?
Things.
Put that information out there. How can we log on to Blog Talk and all that to check you out and the call-in number?
Oh, okay. Well, if you go to sparkwisdom.org, it'll take you straight to my Blog Talk page. The call-in number is 347-945-5048, and we're on Monday through Thursday, 10 to 11. And really, it's all about financial freedom, and we have, you know, interviews and guests, but bottom line, when you hear me, you're going to be thinking about saving some money. That's my
what's
goal.
Up. That's a girl. We love Tina Fortune. I'm going to have a Tina Fortune.
I can hear y'all online. Thanks, ladies. I'm signing out.
Bye.
Bye, queen.
Bye. You, queen.
Man, I love Tina Fortune. Man, I need to make me a Tina Fortune shirt.
Lush, you see how I got – Lush, you see how this time my words actually came back? She's not leaving me quiet no more. I'm actually asking questions. Woo-hoo!
Yo, my girl over there, Ebony, was sitting over there. She had her pen in her pants. She was writing that stuff down, girl. Ebony was in there taking notes over there. I heard the face.
Hey, I might have to share that information. Knowledge is power.
That's right.
For real. That's what it is, man. I was like, yeah, man. I said, Tina coming in here and just shut it down, man, with that knowledge.
I'm on creditkarma.com right now.
That's what
hey,
it
but
is,
for
right?
Real, Lush,
on
all your shows, I have a pad and a pen because you never know. Somebody always drops into one. I'm with you from Tuesday to Friday. I'm going to write a book.
Schools in session.
The jewels drop by Lush's guest, okay?
Well, definitely, man. I'm going to make me a Tina Fortune shirt. I'm gonna wear it, and I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna
do some buttons. I'm gonna do some buttons.
Yeah, make some buttons for us. We love Tina Fortune,
and she's actually her name is Tina Young Fortune. Aha!
Wow!
Yeah, because her last name is Young, and her married name is Fortune. So together, it's Tina Young Fortune.
Ooh, wow.
Hot.
Oh, wow. You were paying attention.
You know.
Oh, my God. I love Tina Fortune. We love her.
Definitely.
I know Natalia kind of dropped off, but shout out to Natalia for calling from Florida area, holding it down. We love her to death. Shout out to Ashley. I know she's at work and stuff, but she holds it down. If you need your Twitter page done, Ashley is doing Twitter pages. $30.
How you do Twitter pages?
$30. She do Twitter pages. She do the Twitter background. She doing custom made. So if you need them, holler at Ashley, Miss Photographics on Twitter. Follow her or hit me up and I'll give you more info. You need those graphics, holler at her. Also, shout out to CG Michelle. She might have been busy. Shout out to Lissetta said, shout out to Lynx. Support their movement with the Haiti situation. I definitely need to get that link with African Bambaataa and all that other stuff. That was hot right there. That's gonna be a hot show right
that's
there.
That's a Saturday. If you could get to New York this Saturday, that's gonna be a monstrous stuff, especially for the media.
Yeah, man, I'm thinking, man, I might have to holler at somebody and be like, yo. I'm going to have to come through and come right back. For real.
It'll definitely be worth it.
Oh, you know what, though? I can send my intern out there. That's what we got interns for. I'm going to send her out
there,
man. Talk to Lynx and see if we get some media passes, get out there and take some pictures and do a write-up on that situation. That's what it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got to get it global. Global gangster.
That's a lot better.
for real. So what's new with y'all guys, man? Tell us what's new, what's going on. You know what I'm saying, Emma and Ebony. You know what I'm saying? Since y'all the queens I got left on the line with me. You know what I'm saying, going in.
Why I'm always the queen that's always lasting with you? Why is that? What's going on?
Because you got that special connect line. Don't
drop. I'm glad you're here too, because I hear your name a lot now, so you kind of helping me out, because this situation is crazy, girl.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question? You know I get off topic.
What's new with you, boo boo?
What's new with mommy, boo boo? What's new with me? Let me see. Oh, we got confirmation for the second annual DJ Carl Blaze Cold Drive. It's going to be at 2410 Amsterdam Avenue, fourth floor. That's between, I don't have all the information in front of me, so I don't want to give you false. But it's Alianza Dominicana, Inc., that company. They're the ones giving us the place for us to be able to do that. This year we're going to be able to have a couple of DJs coming through. We have confirmed DJ Big Jeff, that DJ's in 4040. He will be our main DJ. And then we have a whole bunch of guest DJs that we are inviting to come through. One of them, I believe, is Ted's Move and Kid Capri.
What?
So there we're gonna invite several people that were involved in Carl Blaze's life and that would like to come and give their time. We also connected with a couple of people from some Haiti organizations, and we will be collecting monetary donations at the place. There's gonna be official people there that are gonna be collecting that money for Haiti. So we won't be taking clothes. We won't be taking food, none of that. They only right now need monetary donations. So you can make the donation right there at the place. We're going to have a couple of people speaking against violence of all sorts. You know, Carl Blaze died very tragically from gun violence. We're going to have pamphlets and information and a couple of speakers and even a lot of young folks that are going to go up and, you know, speak about, you know, how that makes them feel with gun violence. A lot of people that have lost family members through gun violence. So it should be a very, very educational event. You know, it's about giving back, but it's definitely about teaching and hoping that, you know, these young people realize that all that gunplay and all that stuff is not worth it. We lose so much more. You know, we lose so much more. So it starts with education and educating our community. I no longer live in New York, but I still feel, you know, I did a 40-year bid there. So that's still my people's, and I will always continue to go back and support and give. And but this year in 2010, I'm going to start doing some new stuff over in Philadelphia as well. So that's really my new, you know, I'm cleaning house, got rid of some people, like I said. You know, those people that I'm not calling back and texting back get the picture. And that's it. You know, someone always told me, I'm always like, oh, no, I want to stay positive. I'm always positive. And my good friend Knowledge had told me one time, you know, everything is a balance. You can't always be positive. You got to actually sometimes create some negative into your positive to create a balance. So 2010 is my balance year. So that means I'm not afraid of doing anything or saying anything negative in 2010. Holla if you hear me.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what
can
it
I
is.
Get some applause?
Applause.
Why can't I get applause?
Applause. Okay.
you want to
I had you, Emma. I had you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, y'all too much. Y'all too kind. You are too kind. I don't deserve it. Keep going. I know I don't deserve it. Keep going.
Emma, I know, you know, you already know we always got you. I know you got to send the information so we can get at you know, Ashley, so we can get that flyer. You know what I'm saying? And I got to go in on the phone blast and everything.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for two more confirmations from these other DJs, and then we're going in with the flyer.
Can I ask you a question? Is there any way that I can get my artist on there on deck on that situation to at least do something over there?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to put a whole bunch of people, but yeah, we could definitely have one or two. The music, of course, relating, you know, to anything, you know, pertaining to uplifting and violence, against violence and all that. That's really the topic. So we want to stay on the topic for that day. So if your artist has anything or can create something, you know, just for that, and anything that calls against violence, of course, no, you know, no cursing, none of that stuff, and we good money.
Okay, that's what's up, man. And you already know, you know, Street Queens the movie. You know, we got your rug. You know, we gotta get some more. I'm gonna holler at Strictly Run One again, and you know, get these jackets. We're gonna get you some more jackets and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. Oh, I need his logo. I need his logo too. Send me his logo too.
Okay, I'm gonna send you his logo and stuff. I'm gonna send you his logo. What else? Was I gonna say? Okay, it's Ebony's turn. Tell us what your new is, boo boo.
Ebonisha, go girl.
Well, my new is I wanted to go ahead and do something for the people of Haiti because I haven't seen that much of, you know, anything going on in San Diego. I've seen about one or two events. So I'm organizing an event with different artists, a comedian, and an R&B singer, and we're just scouting for the place, and we are taking we will be taking monetary donations. Hopefully that the owner of the bar will give us, or the club will give us the door, and he'll go ahead and take the bar. He is partial Haitian, so hopefully we can get that going on, and also we'll be doing like a it's pretty hard when you're doing something with the nightclub as far as to do, like, you know, the clothes and then the perishable items or what have you. But the women who are the Eastern Stars, though, we're going to do something as well. So we're actually going out and we're buying the brand-new socks, underwears, and T-shirts. This is, you know, one of our chapters that's going to go out and do this through the California Modern Free. And get everything together and then mail it out to the Red Cross that's out there so it can be delivered to Haiti's people. So that's what I've been working on.
That's
giving
what's
back.
Up, man. That's
definitely.
Up. So I
think
go
that
and
we could all do something.
Definitely, man.
Exactly.
Let's go ahead and give Ebony some applause, baby.
Yeah.
You think so.
Give us some more. I think she felt that.
Oh yeah. Let's give us some more. I think she felt that right there.
I felt it. I got a Kool-Aid drink.
So that's what we about. Giving love for free. Ain't no charging up in here. You don't get charged up in here to get love and stuff.
Giving love for free.
Free love. Free love.
Right.
Free love.
Free.
Don't get too freaky with it. Well,
I didn't say free love. I said free love.
love always got to come out from the left. Like,
you know, I got to throw some left kind of stuff in there, man. But you know what, though? I'm proud of all of y'all ladies. We going hard in the paint, and this is what we do. You know what I'm saying? You know, anything that Street Queens, the movement, is involved with is always something positive. And, you know, everything that Emma starts or whatever, at least any one of you ladies do, you know, I just throw it in. Whatever I do, whether it's promotion, whatever, Street Queens helps to support the movement.
Definitely.
And Emma, I know Emma know how we go hard in the paint, man. You know what I'm saying? She the vet, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we go hard in the paint, man. It's not a game. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you. Thank you to everybody that called in and support us, you know, especially our guru, you know, all our lovely ladies. Shout out to CG, Lissette, Ashley, you know what I'm saying, Natalia, you, Nina B, TDI, Mr. Black, you know what I'm saying, Yadada, Renacy, all everybody that definitely comes and supports us all the time and really gets real knowledge from what we do. Each and every Thursday from 8 o'clock, each and every Thursday, 8 o'clock, same time, same place. Email us, streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. streetqueensmovement.ning.com. Check it out. Support us, man. We going in. We love y'all. We support y'all. This is what it's about. My new boo-boo is that I had a new client today. She's an artist. She wants me to represent her as a new publicist. So, hey, I'm going in. You know what I'm saying? New client. On top of that, I interviewed a young lady. She did a documentary. She was a survivor of the Katrina situation, and she survived. And she made a documentary, and she made money, got nominated for an Academy Award, NAACP Image Award. So she was on earlier. She created her own foundation. So she came through earlier. I did a show earlier with her today. And then another new that's going down tomorrow. Exactly tomorrow at, 6 o'clock, How to Knock goes down. My co-host is Ebony and Future Guru. But guess who we got coming in? We got white folks from the DMV that's in the DMV. And we have special guests. Jagged Edge in the building. Jagged Edge is going to be in the building.
Jagged Edge is going to be in the building. I repeat,
Jagged Edge going to be in the building.
In the building.
They will be in the building. So, ladies, make sure you get your panties ready.
Holy moly.
Make sure it's not too much moisture, because you know when they start to singing and everything. I know plenty of babies have been made off of their music.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Jagged Edge.
Yes.
There's been some babies out there probably named Jagged or Edge.
For real,
Called J.E. for short.
Yeah.
And shout out to Microphone Bully. This Sunday they're going to have Shorty Lowe on their show this Sunday. So tune into that. That's each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock. They're going to have Shorty Lowe in the building and D4L. So we going
okay.
in, man. We are definitely going in. And check out Strictly Bump One show each and every Saturday at noon. Strictly Bump One, check out the show. Just go to www.strictlybumpone and it'll go straight to the show. So, yeah, we are doing some wonderful things, Street Queens the Movement, and we're glad to have you guys to be a part of it. And we hope that each and every Thursday you get some kind of knowledge from what we're talking about. This time I'm not going to say the prayer this time. I think I'm going to let one of you guys go ahead and get it.
Go ahead, Emma.
Ebenezer. Go, Mama. You've never done it. I have.
I never heard you.
The honor is yours, Ebenezer. Ebenezer, I got seniority here, so it's on you, boo. I had to pull rank. I'm sorry, but
we got a bad connection.
Ebenezer, I had to pull rank. Hey, I got seniority here.
Ebony, go ahead.
The back
of Ebony is crazy.
Okay.
Ebony, go ahead and do the prayer, girl. Ebony, bow our heads. Come on now. Let's go.
I will go ahead and I will take it there. Let me go ahead and let us close our eyes so I can just give thanks. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together, all of us women, so we can have a council in order to educate and embrace and share our love with each other. And thank thee for the new family that Street Queens the Movement has been blessed with, and opening up our minds and our hearts to other people to educate and help them out. I ask for blessings for all of us, all the women that are doing this, because we are also taking time out of our daily schedules in order to come together in order to make this day a success. And I just want to pray for the victims that are in Haiti. Father, we only know what the media is telling us, but I just ask that you just touch the hearts and the hands of the people that are supposed to be aiding these people and give them the guidance. And also, you are give the ones that need the strength in order to endure what's going on. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow,
amen.
That was good right there.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and give our lady and some applause over there, man. You were like nervous as I don't know what, but you did. Oh my God, you did it!
She took that leap of faith. She stepped out. She stepped out.
Yeah,
though. She stepped out on faith. She stepped out.
I was nervous. I'm always nervous when I pray.
But you did a great job, man. You did a great job, Ebony, and that's what it is, man. Same time, same place. You already know what it is. Three Queens of Movement, always supporting positive things and positive people doing positive things in the world and the community. Make sure you step out on faith today. Make sure you don't let fear consume you. Make sure you clean house. If they're not adding to your progression or your spirituality, let them go. Only surround yourself with positivity. Don't be or dealing with a crab in the barrel. Step out on faith. And no matter what, keep winning. Shout out to RT Episode, and we're out.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at me now.
Hey,
love a dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my